Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass, and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then lube up and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your pants.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Welcome back. Once again, we have coerced, bribed, or seduced our dear friends, Kobe and Judy, to chat a bit with us on this subject that we're going to be chatting on. Mm-hmm.
But first, our next pendulum
butts
party.
First. Oh, sorry.
I mean, there will be butts first. I mean, it is pendulum party, right?
Sorry, I just pulled this off the floor. Somebody just de-squeaked somebody else.
Well, yeah, they did. So, next pendulum party is
April 23rd.
26.
God damn it.
Another one bites the dust.
Do not listen to Bradford. It is April 26th.
Yeah, yeah. Don't show up on April 23rd.
Yes. I will.
Lawrence and Jess will be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I will get the date up on our website. Tickets will not be on sale, though, for a little while. But go ahead and put in your calendar, make plans, be there.
Or be square.
Last one was great. Yeah. We're going to have number two for the year.
Who does number two work for?
Apparently OSS.
Fair enough. Touche. Yes, very excited. We also have something else.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner, you know, at the end of the year.
Ish.
Month-wise, it's just around the corner. November
12th to 18th.
We are once again hosting Escape to the Tropics. This time it's all us. So we are hosting it ourselves. You know, think of it like a week-long pendulum party. So if you like the pendulum parties, you know, enjoy spending some time with us up in the far north Queensland.
Yeah. So if you have been to Escape to the Tropics before, or you're on Discord, you would have already received a link so you can purchase your tickets. There is an early bird special, and then we'll open it up a bit wider later on, much like my legs.
You beat Bradford to that, didn't you?
Honestly, that's not where my brain was going, but I love that that's where her brain went. And much like her, like, oh, I see what she did there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very much looking forward to that. I don't think there's anything else that we have to talk about. I do want a quick shout out to the folks who came out to our Unfair Day. It was literally impromptu. On Sunday, Fair Day was unfortunately canceled here in Sydney due to asbestos. I don't fucking understand it. In the mulch at the park at which it was going to happen at. No, it was not some sort of terrorist act. Apparently, our city just buys cheap-ass mulch. But Fair Day was unfortunately canceled literally 4 days before Fair Day was meant to happen. So we threw together a very small, very great picnic in our park, and there was, you know, I think we had a dozen people, which was nice. Mm-hmm. So thank you to everybody who came out to that. That was good fun.
Also, how do you pronounce that word?
Which word?
I say it mulch.
Mulch. Mulch.
How do you say it?
Yeah. Mulch.
You say mulch.
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 I say no, mulch.
Mulch.
It's a ch sound.
Come on. Say it with us. One, two, three.
Mulch.
Mulch. No.
Do we want to see what Google says?
Fine. Yeah. I love this. Is where our podcast has gone.
Hold on. Oh, there's British and American pronunciation. Mm. Okay, here we go.
Mulch.
Yeah, there's an S in there.
That's the British pronunciation. Here's American.
Mulch.
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 Now let's go back to British.
Mulch.
There's an S in there.
M-O-M-U-L-C-H.
Yeah, but there's an S in there.
M-U-M-U-M-U-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse.
I missed you, Brian.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
Anyway, sorry, geez.
Every time you say it, I'm like, yeah, so anyway, we had an unfair day.
Yes, and it was great. Thank you for all who came out. All right, what are we talking about tonight?
So tonight we're going to talk about some Pornhub
facts. I just heard porn.
And I will say that typically in the past we've gone through the year in review by Pornhub. And we'll do a little bit of that. We'll hit some highlights. But I also wanted to bring up some slightly lesser known facts, actually probably well-known facts, but not as talked about facts. And it's not ones we do every year. So I did go through, I will say that I've got a lot of this information from three different sites, scottmax.com, cashmeremag.com, and getnux.org.
Get who?
Getnux, G-I-T-N-U-X. I really don't know any of them, but
like
they had some good information, and a few, they all said that they were updated January, February 2024. I actually don't necessarily believe that because some of the things still reference data from 2019 and 2020, whatever. So if I don't specifically say a date, it may not be 2024 updated, but it'll at least be in the last few years.
Well, 19 and 20 was a great couple of years for porn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone was at home.
Yeah. We're going to bring that up.
Sorry. Yeah. I'll just shut up now.
I mean, well, arguably 19 wasn't, but 20 was because COVID-19 was discovered in late, like what, November, December.
Yeah.
But 20 was... Man,
well, we can go ahead and talk about that. So,
before we talk about that, I just want to say, because we often say, you know, pay for your porn, pay for your porn, pay for your porn. So I did a little bit of research on Pornhub. Look, are they the best? No. Are they the worst? Also, no. So Pornhub has done a lot to remove things like revenge porn and things that have been copywritten from their website. They do as much as they can. They can't control when people upload it, but it's immediately looked at by their bot, I'm sure, and then removed.
So I actually did find a page that talks about that, and it talks about how many, you know, billions of videos are uploaded every year. And there's, I think it was somewhere around 200,000 that were automatically rejected for whatever reasons, not meeting the terms and conditions. Then there were more that had been removed from previous years that had been reviewed as well. So it is something that they're apparently continuing
better. They're reviewing. Sort of like the Target, I think. Like, they're not as bad as Walmart and like, we'll just sell anything to anybody. But they're, you know, they still have things that are made by small Chinese children. Like, it's, though not the porn, should make that very clear. There is no child porn on Pornhub. Anyway, but like Pornhub, you do pay for your porn in the same way that you pay for YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like, all advertisements.
It's so much advertising. Breaks. They, you know, they're looking at your cookies. They're smelling your warm cookies. And they're loving the mouthfeel of your cookies. Mm-hmm. And then they sell your cookies to anyone who is willing to buy. So I am not as against Pornhub as I once was because they are trying to be better because they want to make more money.
I think of all the mainstream services, they're the ones that have floated to the top as the most ethical.
Yeah, yeah.
In what they're doing.
Because I've seen some, like I've, you know, for, you know, podcast research, I've gone to other sites and seen what they've done and I'm like, whew, that's shit dark, even for me. Mm-hmm.
So Pornhub was launched. Do you know what year it was launched? Anybody?
2001.
04.
I'll go 06.
2007.
Ooh.
By developer Matt Keiser. It was purchased in 2010 by Fabian Thielmann, a German businessman, as part of his MindGeek project.
I was going to say, I knew they were owned by whoever owns MindGeek now.
So MindGeek bought several porn sites, including RedTube, YouPorn, TubeBait, Men.com, GayTube.com. And then they also bought porn production companies. So they kind of just, you know, bought this whole conglomerate of stuff. And so Pornhub is in MindGeek's portfolio, and it is the biggest online streaming porn site in the world out of all the other ones.
So MindGeek is the Disney of porn.
Basically,
just go and buy everything.
Except that they're now owned by somebody else. Right. So someone else bought them.
I can show you my hole. Wider, deeper, it's gaping. But we're not into raping unless it is CNC.
And then continuing on.
Sorry.
In 2008.
I'm going to try to make that a theme for the episode.
Do it. In 2008, 3 months after launching its mobile site, the company was ranked by Alexa.com as one of the top 100 most visited sites. So within 3 months of launching their mobile.
Wow. Holy that's, shit. That's good for impressive. Them.
Yeah. So I will say that just a few years ago, mobile accounted for 76% of their site visits. Oof. Now it is over 91%.
Yeah.
76 come moans as they watch the tube. Yeah.
So most people are on their phones and a few on iPads.
Yeah.
Very few on desktop.
On desktop.
I'll admit, I am a desktop guy. I'm one of the 1%.
Because you have a bigger monitor.
Because I have a giant monitor. It's right there in my face.
Bragger. It's not the size of the monitor.
Yeah, it's how much RAM you have on your graphics card.
Right. So one of the websites said that within 7 months of launching on May 25th in 2007, the site reached 1 million daily visits, which is just shy of 20 times the number of people said to visit Walt Disney World in Orlando every day.
Wow.
I mean, it is like Kobe said, it is the Walt Disney World of porn.
Of porn. That's, those numbers are astronomical. And that's 2007.
Yeah.
You know, what huge they're getting is daily. Upon a star.
Porn star.
Yeah. So.
Makes no difference how hard you are. Sorry. I'll try to be better.
No, don't. It's entertaining.
They pop into my brain and I just can't. I let them come out.
So Pornhub, Xvideos, and XNXX are the three biggest adult websites. Together, with Pornhub being the bigger of them all, together they have over 5.82 billion monthly site visits.
5.82 billion.
So it's almost one for every adult in the world. Well, it's more than one for every adult in the world.
It is,
per day.
And China can't get to those.
Is that per year, did you say?
That's per day.
Per day. So everybody goes once a day. Well, there's some reality.
No, everybody comes. Sorry, it was monthly.
Monthly.
Sorry.
So everybody comes.
Everyone comes once a month. We all come once a month.
Yeah. It's
they're crazy. The sad ones.
But some of us have to make up for those in China. Where they
that's right.
It's blocked in China, right?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I can't say for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a government-funded version.
So sad.
So users tend to stick around for an average of 10 minutes and 9 seconds. That has changed over time. It used to be like early on it was around the 15, 16, 17 minute mark. Down to 13. It dropped a bit down to 9 minutes something. Now it's starting to come back up a little bit.
So they've figured out how to package their product effectively.
Uh-huh. I mean, right? Get in, get out, get off. Get in, get off, get out.
Yep.
That is a t-shirt for Pornhub.
Mind you, too, it early days, it was 7 minutes of buffering.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
What was that? And also back then, like, I didn't know what I was going to jerk off to. Like, now I know. I'm like, okay, like, you know, great grandmother rides a horse naked backwards.
So that would be interesting.
With a dildo saddle.
That would be interesting data to know is like within your first 5 visits, what's your average time? And then like beyond that, what's your average time? Because the first few times you are kind of looking around and seeing, but
I think they call that the stroke limit.
But I also, it does say like, you know, that's how long you're, so is that how long you're on their site or is that how long you're watching a video for? So I'm not really sure.
Oh, that's another good point.
Yeah.
Active time.
Oh, yeah. I would love to know that difference. Yeah. Like the difference between the time that people spend on the website versus watching videos.
They do have the trending lines in the video.
Yeah.
So when it's playing, you'll see the trend line. So you can see where that video stops and everyone stops watching it. And it's amazing how many of those are about 6 minutes in. And it just disappears. Well, apparently 6 minutes is the average.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So in 20...
I love that Kobe's done research.
I know. I'm like, wow, this is. I didn't find that.
No research.
And it's only 6 minutes. Is it?
On average, 6 minutes.
In 2023, Pornhub reported about 4 million video uploads.
So okay.
4 million, but that was higher in like 2019. I think it was 6.8 million.
Wow.
So it has, again, that shifts kind of over time as well. Yeah. And then in 2020, Pornhub received over 42 billion visits, which is 3.5 billion a month. So that's kind of
incredible numbers.
Yeah.
Right. That is incredible numbers.
It's just incredible. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
So do we know how many visits does Amazon get? Can we?
Oh, actually, that would be an interesting comparison.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's interesting because this says 3.5 billion a month. And the other three sites together was 5.82 billion. So that does tell you that Pornhub is by far the biggest amongst the others.
Yeah, much bigger.
Yeah.
So just looking up real quick, as of October 27th, 2023, Amazon gets over 2 billion site visits every month.
Wow.
So what did you have?
3.5 billion.
So more Amazon is
bigger than Amazon.
Yeah, they are bigger than Amazon.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Amazing.
Yeah. Looking at this, looks on average that Pornhub will get 1 billion more users.
Yeah.
Wow.
And isn't it funny? You sit in a cafe and you meet a new friend and you start chatting and we never talk about, hey, I was on Pornhub last night, but you're happy to say I got this from Amazon.
Right. And I feel
there's something wrong with that.
I agree. I feel like we should be more like, hey, did you see the great double cum shot on Amazon? Is what I was saying. on Pornhub.
I mean, that's a very good point. If we're going to normalize it.
Because obviously on average, and you know people that spend a lot of time on Amazon shopping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hell, I'm one of those people.
Exactly.
But like you should be able to sit in a bar and be like, hey, do you prefer red or white wine? Also, did you see the bukkake that was just uploaded? It's trending.
It's trending. It's top 10.
But only the first 6 minutes of it.
Let it go, Jude. Hey, for the record, I'm one that skips to the middle of the video because I don't want to see any of the preamble. And then I watch 6 minutes from the middle. From the middle.
From the middle.
Yeah. So looking at the markets, the U.S. is the largest source of traffic for Pornhub. I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. However, there has been a shift this past year for spots number 2 and 3.
Ooh.
Philippines has moved up to number 2.
Good for them.
And okay. France has moved up to number 3.
Dirty French.
The UK bastards. The UK used to be 2. Now they're number 5.
Oh, wow.
Mexico. Their queen died.
Is that? That could be. You know,
that's probably mourned for a little while.
That's true.
Like, do you do morning wanks? Not morning wanks, but like morning wanks. Or do you get morning wood? I mean, I feel like this is serious because I want to know then, did Australia and Canada suffer the same?
I don't know, but Australia came in at number 13.
It came in. Was that going up or down?
Yeah. Let me pull it up. Give me just 1 second and I will tell you.
And also, that's obviously not by per head of capita. So when Australia is at 13, the American population's more than 13 times. I think per head of capita, we are probably
we're probably
horny
point.
As anything over here.
Good point.
Get that one up, yeah. I mean, Steve Irwin was always trying to stick his thumb up things, bus. Yeah. So like.
Okay, Australia moved up a rank. We were 14, now we're 13.
All right, so.
UK dropped 3.
That was because your children turned 18.
Maybe.
Oofed.
Hate to break it to you, but they've been on it a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
We share a login.
Oh, here we go. So Australia.
Why am I keep seeing clown porn?
Australia, the average time on there is 9 minutes and 31 seconds.
Wow.
So we're fast down here. Yeah.
Get in.
Get out.
Get off. Get out. Out.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
And women make up about 36% of Pornhub visitors.
Excellent.
In the Philippines, that is 58%.
Wow.
Whoa.
Even better.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how the Philippines moved up. They got the women on there.
They got the women on board.
Yeah.
Pornhub's advertising is obviously appealing to women over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. But why?
It's hard to know, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that, I think it's great, but what is 58%?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 I don't know much about the Philippines.
I know a couple of Filipinos from places.
Do they like Pornhub?
I don't know that, but a lot of the religion has like flattened off. So it could be that the religion isn't being pushed now as hard as what it was.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
I can accept that.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, a little bit of more open westernization, open thought, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then back to Jude's point earlier, during the initial COVID-19 lockdowns in March of 2020, Pornhub viewership increased by 24.4%.
Wow.
Which is massive.
It is. That's, yeah.
So they were all essential workers.
Yes, yes. Please keep us entertained.
why are you on the roads? I've got a new server hub. I've got to get it in. More bandwidth. Pornhub.
My God, we'll give you a police escort.
Wee-wah.
And so one of the other things that I found was while 44% of adults claim to never view porn, a study found that
55% of those 44% are lying.
Basically, they found that watching pornography increases the likelihood of lying about it. So, like, whatever the percentages are of porn viewers, of people saying that they do or don't, it's not, you can't trust
you
it,
can't
right?
Trust it at all.
It's, no. Yeah.
Which is really a shame. Like, it goes back to the stigmatization of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a shame. Don't be stigmatized by, you know.
It is still one of those things a lot of people don't talk about openly at all.
Yeah.
They might talk openly about their relationships or sexuality, but their porn consumption isn't something that's in a conversation.
Yeah.
Which I just find interesting.
Again, red, white, bukkake.
Most young people are exposed to porn by the age of 13. With most U.S. teens 14 to 18 have seen pornography, like 84.4% of males and 47% of females, which I think is a lie. I think it's more than that on females. I think like 85% of both probably have had some exposure to pornography. And there's a lot of statistics around age and exposure on Pornhub. 18 to 29-year-olds, 44% have watched porn in the past month. We can go on to year and blah, 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 but don't really care. 30 to 49-year-olds, 57% have watched porn in the past month. 50 to 64-year-olds was also 44%, and 65 and older was 26%. So the biggest age range was 30 to 49 years old.
And what was theirs, 39 to 40?
57% in the past month.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah. All of this makes sense.
Yeah. So you were talking about some of the good things that Pornhub has done, and they're not necessarily all bad.
I'm pretty sure they created Cornhub.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Go to Cornhub.
It was all popcorn and corn and buttered.
Yeah, just type it in.
Corn and,
is it still up?
I'm pretty sure it's still
pretty sure
there
it's still popping.
Yeah.
It's one of the categories is ears.
Oh my God! Look, we have corn porn.
Yep, corn porn,
corn porn, corn hub.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's.
They also have that guy that does porn for women.
Ooh, corn! Corn gets hot while girlfriend is being buttered.
See. Then there's the guy that does porn for women where he's like folding clothes and doing laundry and washing dishes. He exploded a few years ago, not in the sexy,
not the sexy way,
soapy way.
We have interracial corn, big black cob, and two mixed cobs.
I love it. Angela's found what she's going to be doing the rest of the night. Sorry, the podcast is now.
It gets passionately buttered.
You'd be climbing into bed tonight, and Angela would be on her phone.
Corn stars get tricked into a three-way.
I mean, watch one of the videos.
Okay, we'll do that later. I don't think people out here want to hear me watch a corn video.
I'm gonna argue that they probably do.
I did not know this existed, and I'm very intrigued. Probably more intrigued than I should be. Maybe food porn's my thing. I don't know. So Pornhub has had some charitable efforts. They have a blog, Pornhub Cares, that tells you how your porn habit is helping to improve the world one project at a time. So in the past few years, they have given a scholarship for post-secondary students around the globe, raising money to help save pandas. They've sponsored a Movember team. They started a scholarship for women pursuing a career in STEM. They donated money to save the whales. They donated to breast cancer research. However, they also have Pornhub Gives America Wood, where they planted a tree for every 100 videos that were watched in their big dick category over a certain amount of time.
I love that.
In that time, they planted over 15,000 trees.
Yeah. I remember when that was going on, there was a lot of memes out there of like the really big one arm, mm-hmm. and I'm doing mine for the environment.
Oh my God, I love it. That's so good.
I love that. If I had known that, I would have just had it running 24/7.
Yeah. And I mean, the question is, like, how much are they, you know, donating and doing with this versus what they're making? It's probably a drop in the bucket.
Oh, exactly.
But it's still like, at least something, right?
I don't want to be the cynical one in the room, but like all corporations, it's tax deduction.
It's a tax write-off.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going somewhere that isn't just.
Well, even an empty gesture that's a positive gesture is better than, you know, I don't know, bringing a sink into your seat, you know, into your company.
I'll say it's better than a wank. I don't know. So you found something about this. I'll let you talk about that. But apparently for Pornhub, Sunday nights are like prime time. So it's one of the busiest times of the week. You know, maybe it's people getting their wank on, getting their porn on before they go to work on Monday, end of the weekend. I don't know. They don't like Super Bowl for that reason. Apparently Game of Thrones season 7, the premiere and the finale, they saw a huge drop. And there's all kinds of data on like different sporting events and politics and how it affects Pornhub traffic. But I think Super Bowl is one of the biggest ones, and anything like that that is a competition on Sunday night is not good for them. Yeah. Wow.
So on that, I'll just expand on that. As of 2023, the favorite times to watch porn were, the highest was around 4 or 5 p.m. Second highest. Then the highest was 11 p.m. at midnight. So, you know, once you get off work, you need to relax because you just fucking got off work. And then when you go to bed, you need the dopamine hit so that you can actually fall asleep. The lowest time was 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Then when we look at...
That's because Judy's already at work at that point.
Check the numbers at 4 a.m.
Then when you look at the days of the week and when the highest and lowest are, those times still match, but the absolute lowest time is 5 a.m. on a Wednesday, and the absolute highest time for 2023 was 11 p.m. on a Monday night. It just eked out Sunday.
Wow. Wednesdays, that is the day that I'm the most tired getting up at 4:15 every morning.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Fridays, because it's the end of the week, is fine. Mm-hmm. Monday and Tuesday, fine. Wednesdays, no.
So apparently hump day is not hump day.
Well, for now, call it slump day.
Slump day, yeah.
Aww.
But then going back to the Super Bowl 2024, which is the one that
we just had,
February 11th was when that was. And looking at the times here, I absolutely love to see this because we've got, and all of this data can be found on pornhub.com/insights. That's where they have all of this stuff. So they've got the average for the US, the average for Kansas City, and the average for San Francisco. So from all of this, the US was affected the least and Kansas City was affected the most.
So does that mean that other people in the US were making up for the folks in Kansas City who weren't?
No, everybody was struggling.
Okay.
But the people who struggled the most were Kansas City, followed by San Francisco. Starting at 2 p.m. is when things started to go bad for Pornhub.
So who was in the playoffs, though?
The Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, that...
I mean, I guess that helps for the Australians in the movie.
I knew the 49ers were there. Didn't know who the other one was.
And the Chiefs won. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet. But come on. Tay-Tay's team won. That's all that matters. And admittedly, I don't know when the game started or ended, but the lowest was at 10 p.m. for everybody, which is my guess is right as the game was about to end. Mm. For the U.S., it had dropped 25%. For San Francisco, it had dropped 27%. But for Kansas City, it had dropped 41%.
Wow.
But again, they won. They were vested, right?
Yeah.
The national anthem was sung around 6 p.m. and kickoff was at 6:30.
I know it was
everybody's pre-gaming.
Yeah, I know it was 9 a.m. Australian time Monday that it started.
Yeah.
And it was about 3 by the time it was all over Red Rover.
Okay.
So because Kansas won, they just didn't need a heart starter. They were excited enough. They didn't need a bit of porn to kick off the game.
And what's funny about this is clearly from the data how everybody celebrated. At 10 p.m., remember, it was Kansas City versus San Francisco, 41-27. At 11 p.m., Kansas City had shot up to just under negative 12%, but San Francisco was negative 5%. But at midnight, Kansas City had shot up to 14% over average, and San Francisco was at baseline zero. They were sad and had gone to bed. They didn't have a sad wank. They just went to bed.
Look, those in Kansas City, they really needed to release that tension. They'd been, like, holding it in.
And when you look at it, like, the next hour, Kansas City up another 2%. The next hour, Kansas City up another 1%. They didn't actually catch back up until 3 a.m., where Kansas City was sitting at 7% over, and San Francisco finally had said, you know what, fine, we'll work it out at 5%.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
So there you go.
Quite amazing.
If you want to know more about the Super Bowl, the hardest hit to Pornhub Super Bowl was in 2016, with the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers at minus 28%. The easiest one on Pornhub was in 2022, the LA Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals at minus 15%.
Yep.
Because really nobody cared.
So it also happens like during NBA finals, there's a drop. But if you do look at this Pornhub Insights page, like it actually has around the world holidays and special days.
Eurovision.
Like, I think Australia Day, they're down 24% or something, like pretty close to 25%. So it's really interesting. Like, you can really dig into the data.
It's amazing they publish a lot of that data. I know I've had a look at theirs before around popularity of themes.
Mm-hmm.
And when the brand new Legend of Zelda video game came up, there's a spike in search for Zelda porn. Yeah. And Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, every show that comes out, every phenom spikes on Pornhub. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that just quickly after our break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Is all this talk of porn and hubs getting you kind of porny or hubby? Do you want to be a hubby? Do you want to be my hubby? Damn it, woman. Fucking with my mojo. Well, you can be, or you can just go to adamandeve.com and you can buy your own. All you have to do is use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI. You will get one item at 50% off. You'll get some extra things thrown in your box and for you to play with. You'll also get 6 video on demand, you know, that will compete with your Pornhub usage. And most importantly, free shipping. That's right. Go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. And oh, yeah, you'll be so, so happy you did. Curious Humans Game is a wonderful game that we love to play. We've had a few people talking about it on our Discord chat about how they love to play with their kinky friends, their normal friends, and everyone in between. If you go to CuriousHumansGames.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY, you will get your game at 10% off. Whether it's Kinky Humans, the classic original Curious Humans, or any others in between, like Aussie Humans. Go to CuriousHumansGame.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI.
Okay, so speaking about the Super Bowl, I love this like headline from one of the websites. Even when they behaved, Pornhub wasn't welcome at the 2013 Super Bowl. So obviously, Super Bowl causes Pornhub's traffic to drop, which is bad. But they were also blackballed from advertising during the 2013 Super Bowl. So obviously, we all know that like Super Bowl commercials, I mean, I used to only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials because they're super entertaining. They're stupidly expensive. But Pornhub apparently made a fully safe for TV PG advertisement and CBS refused to give them the spot.
Yet they let that stupid commercial of those people washing people's feet as part of
But you can still see this commercial on YouTube.
Yeah, I've watched that commercial. It's been circulated to me. Yeah. It is one of the best commercials ever. It's a young guy. It's Christmas Day. They're all sitting around and Grandpa's in the corner and he's really down and mopey. And the grandson goes over and gives him a present and he lights up, tears up, gives the grandson a hug. And as he hug, you see behind the back, it's a Pornhub gift card. And it's just a brilliant piece of advertising.
Yeah.
And it's very, very clever, very, very clean.
It's wholesome.
It's wholesome.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this whole, you know, we can do religious commercials, but we can't do sex commercials in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a story for another podcast.
Fine.
So they have also apparently experimented with college sports. In 2014, Pornhub sponsored the Rutherford Raiders soccer team of the University of Kent in the UK. And the team printed Pornhub's logo on their jerseys, only to have the university officials threaten to ban the team unless they were removed.
Yeah, fucking Puritans.
Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody's sponsoring your sports and paying for it, who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that just shows you that university gets too much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right?
Hopefully things will change. You think about it with sports. 50 years ago, it was all cigarettes. We find out cigarettes are bad, so we're going to ban that advertising. And we got all alcohol, then all cars. And it all comes in flows. So maybe one day we'll get a...
Maybe it'll be all porn. Everybody will be
porn sponsored. Everybody everywhere. In the age of Wally, where we're just sitting on the lounge, you got nothing but porn.
I love it. Next to the field, sponsored by X-Hamster, is the Rollerballs.
I like that. So the next one I have up are big searches. Did you want to go through some of the... big search.
I have the top gaining categories. Do you
go for it?
Or do you want to do the world's most viewed categories? Mm. Some of these are fun.
Let's do both.
Okay. So starting with the world's most viewed categories, some of these are surprising. Some of these are not. So one thing that the U.S. loves, ebony. Fucking the U.S. God damn you people. But one thing that is common amongst all the Queen's army countries is lesbian porn.
I was going to say, I thought that lesbian was number one, like, worldwide.
This
forever.
Is, as of 2023, per nation.
Okay.
Like, I'm breaking it down by nation, not by actual viewed categories.
Okay, because I thought
will say, if we do look at the most viewed categories of all, lesbian is number one.
And I think it's been number one for, like, ever.
So if we look at the top 10, we have lesbian, Japanese, ebony, anal, MILF, transgender, mature, threesome, hentai, big tits. The big losers in that category are threesome. They're down four. The big winners are hentai and big tits, both up 3. Weird way to say that, but I'm sticking with it. Then when we look by nation, the U.S. is ebony. Most of Africa, southern Africa, is ebony. But then Mexico, Canada, the U.K., and Australia, all lesbians. Also a weird way to say that. Most of South America, Finland, most of Europe, Denmark, Iceland, and Greenland are all looking for anal. Most of the middle of Asia is looking at reality, and Russia is looking at Russians. You know what? Go with what you know.
That's it.
Let's, why should
Keep
we break
it close
it?
To home.
Yeah, why not? And I think you're right, because China's grayed out, so they must have a block.
So China and India are both grayed out.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that Spain and Italy and some other countries that I probably should know but don't, had a big rise in mature porn.
Croatia, maybe. I don't know who else is over there. The map is very little. It's hard to tell.
When we look at the top gaining categories, the category that gained the most with up 82% is Korean, but also Japanese mature, because, you know, boomers are getting boomy. They want a boom boom. Mm-hmm. and cosplay. So those are the top 5 growers. The ones that are viewed the longest, or as I like to call them, the top 5 showers: small tits, brunette, double penetration, hardcore, big ass. All of those at least up 90 plus seconds. And the ones that have, you know, gone shorter, which in my mind means you're either less interested in it or it gets you off faster: feet, solo male, scissoring, muscular men, fingering. And if you use that as a full sentence and you go, what I saw feet, solo male, scissoring, muscular men, fingering.
fingering muscle.
You have to say in order, Judy.
So what's also interesting is how games are when they're searched for. So, like, of course, Fortnite is like number one game that's searched for at the moment.
After seeing that, I actually looked up some Fortnite porn. Uh-huh. It doesn't do it for me.
No. So if you look at the top relative categories by generation, so Gen Z, 18 to 24 year olds, in order highest popularity downwards, is cosplay, hentai, interactive, smoking, cartoon, feet, virtual reality, and FFM.
Right.
And then Gen Y, 25 to 34 year olds, muscular men, tattooed women, cosplay, role play, FFM, interactive, transgender, Korean. And then Gen X, 35 to 54, scissoring, vintage, transgender, fingering, strap-on, fisting, bukkake, and small tits. And then boomers, 55 plus, is smoking, transgender, hand job, mature, cum shot, massage, BBW, and bisexual male.
Huh. I love that.
Smoking.
The boomers are smoking, but they're also now interested in bi men.
And transgender was up for them, which I thought was really surprising.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just checking out what all the kids are looking at these days, which apparently they're not.
Well, yeah, right? Yeah. They're looking at cosplay and hentai.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
All the anime stuff.
Yeah.
They're looking at what Fox News is telling them the young kids are looking at.
Exactly.
True. Yeah. Sad, but yes. But yeah, I thought like the whole gaming thing was really interesting, because Fortnite didn't even register on their searches until Battle Royale mode was released. Yeah. And since that, just floodgates have opened and just, increases month on month after that.
So what were some of the other gaming ones?
So the most searched for video games, Fortnite was by far and large the biggest, followed by, pretty close, Overwatch and Minecraft. And then
Minecraft porn. Yeah. It's all blocks.
And then after that is Pokemon and Atomic Heart and Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact, yeah.
Yep. Resident Evil, Valorant, League of Legends, Mortal Kombat, GTA 5, Cyberpunk, blah, 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 goes on down.
I can see all my children watching every single one of them.
Well, that's the point I was going to make. A lot of those are very Gen X popular games.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they both fit into the hentai cosplay scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a few more interesting things that I found about Pornhub was, I mean, not surprisingly, Donald Trump was great for Stormy Daniels. So when the alleged affair with
Stormy,
yeah, when the alleged affair with Stormy broke, when the news of that broke in January 2018, searches for Stormy Daniels in 5 days, she went from 2,500 searches per day to over 2 million.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That's incredible. Yeah. I think everyone's trying to maybe check out who she was.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I had a little Stormy Daniels DVD collection. I loved it.
Wait, pre-Trump or post?
Way pre-Trump, early 2000s.
I love it.
Stormy was great.
Yeah, so every time like she's in the news because of Trump, there's a spike.
Yeah. It's just incredible how it happens. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's probably realistically no different to general searches. You probably see the same spike on Google that you see on Pornhub for the same person during the same period.
Because some people don't know the difference between the two. I keep trying to find you. I'm so sorry for this, but I'm like, I keep trying to find news on the Ukraine war. And all I get is these really weird glory hole videos. Going to hell.
So a couple of other things that I found, and these last three I think were actually really, really interesting. But apparently Pornhub wants you to live an excellent long life so you can keep watching Pornhub. So for a time, starting in 2016, they had a BangFit program. So it was a sex-based workout.
I'm really sad that we somehow missed this one.
Yeah, we missed it. And I did check it out. It is no longer a thing. In fact, if you go to the BangFit site, it says that it is now closed. Thank you for all your banging workouts. But apparently the way that it worked was you joined a game on a website. You then sync the game to your phone, and then there was an option for 1, 2, or 3 players. You chose your sexercise. There's information about how each of them burns calories over a 30-minute period. And then there was like a band that one of the players would wear around their belt, put their phone in, and it would apparently measure activity levels. Activity.
I mean, can we go in the Wayback Machine and find this? Yeah. I want to play this. Yeah.
But I just love it. It's like, I mean, you know. It's like we could talk about before many a time. It's like sexercise. It's a thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And then apparently, I don't know because I've never looked for this, but I'm sure other people out there have. They have a described video category for the blind.
That's kind of cool.
So it's like
being read a story.
So if you're visually impaired, you can still go to Pornhub and still experience porn, which is amazing. And I love it. Apparently, the videos feature a broad range of pornographic content, each accompanied by a narrated description of the action in the scene. Not by Bradford, but that would be amazing.
Oh, my God. I kind of want to do that now. Maybe for our Patreon extras.
Each scene is described in vivid detail, and if you close your eyes, it's easy to imagine exactly what's happening. So, I mean, that's really great. I like it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It does say, for everyone, we suggest listening to the narration of Kim Kardashian's sex tape, where each narrator tries their best to act professionally.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then the last one that I found was that, and I actually went to the website and was looking around. It's actually pretty all right. But they have a sexual wellness center on their website. And it has information about STIs. It has information for sex workers. It has the complete guide to sex after 65 with Nina Hartley. It has information about relationships. There's apparently a podcast on there. There's one about your body, reproductive health, STIs. Like, it's got some stuff on there. Yeah. So it's interesting. I didn't know that they had like this whole sexual wellness center as part of it.
It's stuff like that I wish got more exposure. That's really cool.
It might, you know, if the Super Bowl would let them run ads.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Because it would be nice to have more exposure to that. And it's just hey, there's information out there that actually could be useful, right?
Yeah. You can only form an opinion of what you know. And so once you start diving into things and you know more, and it's when, it's good to have that information disseminated for sure.
So some of the information that I dug up was on Pornhub Gay because, you know, I sometimes have found myself on Pornhub Gay. The most searched for gay terms, I'll give you the top five, and then the one that's number six is the exciting one because it's up, pun intended. One is Twink, up one. Two is anime, up four. Three is Pinoy. Four is Asian, up three. And then five is hentai, down four. Hmm. But number six, which is up 27 positions, is Curious Straight Friends. Hey. Which I have to admit is one of my favorite categories, one of my favorite search terms. But then also what I thought was interesting was seven and eight were straight and furry. Furry is up three. Hmm. So good for furries.
Yeah.
Then the most viewed gay categories, straight guys, surprise, black, twink, group, daddy. The only other thing that I really had was, and you talked about it a bit, but just talking about how women use Pornhub, the top five categories for ladies, lesbian, Japanese, threesome, ebony, mature. But the when compared to men, the ones that ladies watch more, up 196% of men compared to men is scissoring, 175 transgender, 105 pussy licking, 85 solo male, 73 lesbian. So it does seem like ladies are much more apt to look for, I'm going to say, a wider variety of porn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd buy that. That makes sense.
Also on the ladies, up 47% is bisexual men. So there you go, folks. Us bi guys. Mm-hmm. Ladies like to watch, up 50% for most men.
Yeah, one thing I haven't is single men, straight men. Mm. It just, yeah.
Yeah, I like watching it, but I'm a perv.
I mean, you like watching most things.
That's true. I'd rather watch a penis owner masturbate than a vulva owner.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how you identify, but like one of the great things is watching like a penis owner who has giant breasts masturbate. Like, that is a fun thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never really gone for porn where it's solo. Yeah. I prefer a coupling or more. Yeah. And generally more.
A morpling.
Mm-hmm. A morpling. Yeah. A morpling.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I will say just a dark side real quick is that I found a statistic that said that approximately 12 million Americans are considered porn addicts. So, I mean, like,
how many Americans are addicted to cigarettes or alcohol?
I mean, exactly. Everybody is.
Or the news. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that there are more people addicted to the news
cycle
than.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like anything, there's going to be people that take it too far, right?
Yeah, and if you have a true addiction to anything, it's not good.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
no,
I just Googled really quickly a number of alcoholics in the U.S., and it says 29.5 million.
Okay, so that gives you
More than double, right?
Yeah. Just to understand, where it...
Just scale. Lies. Yeah. 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 So, but I mean, like anything, there's going to be people that take it too far, and, you know, yeah.
I have one last, what I'm going to call funny, but I know Kobe's going to get a big kick out of it, statistic for Pornhub, which is worldwide traffic change during Apple's September 2020.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And this is by minute, and then you can see what was talked about and how it was affected.
That's great.
I knew you would like this. So I am only concerned with Apple devices because they have the number for Apple and non-Apple devices. Don't care. But it started at 12:30. This was the pre-event traffic levels. At 12:30, things were down 1.5%. And that stayed pretty consistent between 1.5% and 2% until the event begins, well, right before the event begins. In fact, 5 minutes before, at 12:55. The event began at 1 o'clock. At 5:55, we were now down by 4%. When it started at 1:01, we were down by 7.9%.
Quick, close the browser.
Right.
Tim Cook's on.
When the watch series 9 and 10 were first discussed, we were down 8.9%. Mm-hmm. When they talked about the double tap gesture, which is funny because that happened at 1:13, at 1:11, it was the height. Of the entire event, because people were excited about the watch and they were down 11.6. But 2 minutes later, when they started talking about the double tap, people started to double tap themselves.
Yeah.
And it was then down to only 8%.
I could go a double tap.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they talked about the environmental goals, it dropped to its near lowest, -5%. The Watch Ultra came back up to 8.1% down. Apple iPhone 15 unveiled. We were -8.5%, got up to -11% when they talked about the photographic capabilities. Roadside assistance, it dropped again to -5.6. iPhone 15 Pro dropped 10%. Pro camera and features, still at -8.8%.
Get that good dick pic in now.
Right? Then when the event ended, it was at -4.7%. And then by 2:49, we were still at -3%.
I don't know what makes me happier is the knowing how the play-by-play of how nerds are acting or the fact that they've just got that data and I can nerd out on that data. I don't know which one makes me happier.
It's just a yes.
Yeah.
It's just a yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I honestly love the way they use their data and how free they are with their data. Yeah. Because like, yeah. Does Amazon show us this shit? No.
Nope.
Does Google show us this? No. Like, to my mind, and please, if you're out there, correct me if I'm wrong, Pornhub is really the only, YouTube doesn't even give us this. Mm-mm. Like, Pornhub is the only one that is so transparent with the usage that it gets, which is really kind of awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 It's really interesting that you can look at this data, and especially year on year, and you can see how we evolve socially, culturally, the effect of technology on porn and how we consume, what we consume, what we search for, all of that. Like, it's really interesting to be able to compile this and to look at it and to track it.
Yeah.
And so you were saying, because I know people are going to go, oh, BFD, what really is a loss of 11.6%? But how many people were we talking about per day that were using it?
It was a couple of billion a month. So
yeah, it was.
Millions.
It was 3.5 billion per month.
Yeah. So it's 100 million a day.
Yeah.
So,
roughly. Yeah.
Okay, 100 million a day. And if you lose 10% of that,
it's 10 million.
That's 10, 11 million
views
people.
That are like, out the door.
Like, yeah. I think that's where you're like, oh, big yeah. deal, 11% loss.
Mm.
But that's kind of cool.
Well, it is. And just advertising revenue.
Yeah.
That is mega
kind of
dollars.
Loss is
That's more dollars than we're all going to earn sitting at the table for the next 10 years that they lose in Tim Cook talking about a watch.
Right.
That's the reality of it.
And it is really interesting to look at it that way. It's like there's that many people who are now paying attention to something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've kind of talked about this before. What's really valuable, the thing that we all have that is the only thing that we have to spend is our attention. Mm-hmm. And who's getting that attention and then who's getting that money.
Yeah,
because we've got to the point where we're nothing more than a commodity.
So thank you for listening. What we're saying is we fucking understand and we fucking appreciate it. I'm just kind of mind blown by these numbers and I kind of love it.
Mm.
Once again, thank you for listening. But if you want to join us and support us, you can support us at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast, and you'll instantly get whisked away into our Discord chat, provided that your Discord and your Patreon is linked. We had 5 new people this week, and we're very excited to have you in our little corner of the internet. So, ladies, gentlemen, do you have any more final words on Pornhub and the Pornhub usage numbers?
Pay for your porn.
Yep.
Fair enough. And whether that's with money or with attention, I think both are probably acceptable. Just be careful of your attention. Remember, you'll never get that back. So, if you'd like to tell us what kind of porn you listen to or look at or experience, you know, live porn theater, go to OSS on a pendulum night. You can tell us. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on any of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on both Facebook and the Instagram, or you can go to our website, www.bythebuy.com, and just go to our contact us page. We also have all of our events, what we're doing, and like some other little sexy things on our website. So go enjoy it. Thank you very much to both Kobe and Judy for diving into porn and and Pornhub. And,
it was so hard to convince them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for double clicking on it. Yeah. And we will see you next week when we talk about something different. Bye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.